following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Now, if you guys are like me and you're hungry even in the slightest bit, you'll go to the fridge or pantry and go grab something to eat. To be honest, there's times where I'll go to the fridge when I'm not actually even hungry, but I'll still grab something just to munch on. Now, I know this is not true for everyone, but I know for a lot of you guys who are watching this, a feeling of hunger pangs or, you know, a danger of starvation are probably not a part of your daily worries, including myself. You know, I actually consider this to be an abundant grace and kindness of God towards me, especially considering that I love to eat. Yet when we hear Jesus' words from Matthew 5, which says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled," which is our fourth beatitude. You know, the perspective that we have today as modern Westerners might be a little bit different from the people in Jesus' original audience would have had. You know, many of them would have actually been able to eat meat only once a month, and still others would have been only a few meals away from actual starvation. But this maybe makes Jesus' startling words that much more provocative, right? How is it a person who is this hungry and this thirsty, how is it that someone like this can be so thirsty or hungry for something and still be considered blessed? Well, firstly, it seems because the type of hunger that Jesus is talking about, which is this spiritual hunger or this longing for God, is actually a good thing. And secondly, because Jesus continues his words with the fact that they will be filled. So what does it mean to be hungry or thirsty then for righteousness? Well, again, from the verb tense we get here, we see that it's actually more than just a craving. It's more than just wanting a little of something or just some. But it's wanting the whole of God's righteousness in your life. Commentator David Guzik actually expresses it, says that it expresses itself in a person's life like this. It's a person that longs to have a righteous nature, a person wanting to be sanctified or to be made holy, a person longing to continue in God's righteousness, a person longing to see God's righteousness promoted in the world. Another commentator, R. Kent Hughes, would say that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness long to live righteously, and for righteousness to actually prevail in this world. It's this passion and desire, which actually begins in one's own life, and that all things should be lived in line with God's will. So it's this expansive thing. And it comes with this increasing sense of a need for God and a desire to actually be like Him. And yet I would say there is also a serious problem that can arise when it comes to the hunger inside of us. You know, though God, scripture would tell us, is the only one who can truly satisfy the longing that we have for eternity in our hearts, there are lots of other things in this world that will actually tell you, or that people will tell us, or that, again, people will look to in order to fulfill their hunger that actually don't. Instead, they will actually leave you in a place of further disappointment, desperation, or worst of all, destruction. Now, not so for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and who look to Jesus to fill them. For those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and who look to Jesus, the Bible tells us that He clothes them with His righteousness. He brings them into the process of being made righteous. And the future promise for these is one where they will get to enjoy the presence of God forever, where He has set all things right once again. All right, God bless you guys, and I hope you continue to hunger and thirst for His righteousness today.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door. that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.